Bhagavad Lila, Chapter 76, The Battle Between King Shava and the Brishnis. O Parikshit, just hear the exploits of Krishna, who takes a human form and engages mainly in playing Krita Pradhan. Krita Nara Sharirasya, a king who enjoys vegetables. This is one meaning of this. It's analyzed the same way as the phrase Shak Partivya. Shava was a friend of Shishupal's, and he attended the wedding of Rukmini, but he was severely defeated by the Yadu warriors. And he took a sankalp in front of his supporting kings. I will rid the earth of the Yadavas. Just see my prowess. The king Shava, in order to get power, started worshipping Shiva. After a year, Shiva offered Shava the boon that he intended to give. Shava asked Shiva to give him a special airplane that no one could destroy. It was a flying city made of iron. It was called Soba. It was undefeatable. Shava attacked Dwarka. His ground troops destroyed the walls and recreational parks, and he bombarded the city with various weapons. His amazing aircraft, Soba. Dwarka was very disturbed. There was no peace because of the aerial attacks of the demon Shava. Balaram wanted to go out and smash the demon, but Rukmini's son Pradyumna said, "We will kill Shava. You all stay inside comfortably, my dear uncle." Pradyumna and Akrura and Shamba and Satyaki and others went out and engaged in a hair-raising battle with this demon Shava. And the commander of Shava's army was Duman. Pradyumna pierced this demon king, demon commander, with 25 arrows having smooth joints. With 10 arrows each, he pierced the chariot drivers. This flying city, this magic airship of Shava, could sometimes be visible and sometimes not. It could appear on the earth or the sky or anywhere. But the Yadavas were very powerful. The flying city of Soba and the troops of the demon king Shava were severely afflicted by the Yadu's arrows, which burned like fire, struck simultaneously from all sides like the sun's rays, and like snake venom, they were poisonous and deadly by a single touch. Thus Shava became bewildered. Commander of Shava's army and minister Duman attacked Pradyumna, roaring, and struck him on the chest with a Maurya club. Maurya is a special club made of carbonized iron. Morvya. Text 27 says that driver of Pradyumna's chariot thought that his master's chest had been shattered by Duman's club, so he fled the battlefield to save his master Pradyumna. Pavishna says, actually, the spiritual chest of Pradyumna cannot be pierced by the material club of Duman. However, Krishna's Lila Shakti instantly arranged all of this in order to increase the taste for enthusiastic fighting. Consequently, his charioteer thought that Pradyumna's chest had been shattered, so he took him off the battlefield. This is stated later in verse 32. Sutta Kritchitra Gatam Rakshed. The chariot driver must protect the master of the chariot when he is in danger. However, although verse 27 is saying Dharma Vid Darukatmaja, the chariot driver Pradyumna, who is the Atmaja, the son of Daruka, Krishna's chariot driver, was acting according to Dharma Vid, his knowledge of Shastra. Vishwanath says that according to the grammatical rule of Sandhi, the charioteer of Pradyumna can also be described as adharmavit, means he doesn't know the truth of Kshatriya Dharma. He didn't know the truth that Pradyumna had an eternal spiritual form, such as Ananda Vigraha, that could never be wounded by any mundane weapons. This ignorance on Pradyumna's chariot driver is quite appropriate, since he was the son of Daruka. Parikshit, Daruka, and Uddhava had intense spiritual love for the Lord. Similarly, Daruka's son had so much affection for Pradyumna that Yogamaya covered his realization of the indestructible nature of his master's transcendental body. Fearing the safety of his master, Lord Pradyumna, the chariot driver hastily took Pradyumna from the battlefield. In a moment, however, Pradyumna regained full consciousness and realized he had been whisked off the battlefield. He became angry. He said, "Of all the Yadavas that have ever been born, only I have abandoned the battlefield. And because of this infamous act done by my feeble charioteer, who thinks like a eunuch, what will I say to my fathers and to Baladev and Keshav when I return to them after having simply fled the battle? Meeting Krishna and Balaram, what suitable reply can I give them when asked about this? My sister-in-law will ask while laughing, 'Oh, warrior, please tell us how you became cowardly in fighting with others.'" The driver of the chariot argued his case, saying that the chariot driver is supposed to protect the master of the chariot. "Remembering this rule, I removed you from the battlefield because you fell unconscious from the blows of the enemy's club. Afterwards, you said, 'Damn you, fool, you do not understand me properly.'"